I cannot wait to hear from Abraham Ipley George. I knew him when I was 15, when I think I was around 15, when I maybe younger than that. When I was medevaced to Anchorage, I was a very sickly child, and his mom took me in. And I'll never, ever forget that. And that's when I first met Abraham. Yes, he was very mischief. He's my brother in Christ, who the Lord has truly raised up. And all of our churches in Anchorage and in Alaska should be, you know, it's time to honor our own. You know, when we get someone from outside, there's tons of people. We need to honor our own. Amen. He has medical proof and documentation that he was raised from the dead. And so with that, please be free to minister and his wife Eileen. Guyana Tailuchi.
While they were dancing, I mean, the singing about that, that what was it that, you know, the Yahuwah, what, something like that. Yes, a man from Togiak lost his mother maybe 10 years ago. I can't remember, but he didn't believe about worshiping in dancing, in Yupik dancing. He dreamt there were people dancing together, and they were very, very young. And when he got closer, he recognized his mother, and they were dancing, and they were drumming. And then he was surprised to see his mother and ask him, "Wow, you guys dance and praise like this?" And she said, "Yes, we are praising the Lord." Hallelujah. I'm sure that Yahuwah are they doing up there.
Praise the Lord. Believe me, there's dancing in heaven. They're dancing truth and in spirit. And us for natives up there, when the Lord is being glorified, there's traditions of how we dance around the world. And for us natives up there, they're dancing our motions for the glory of God. Whoa, praise God. The Lord's been sending me all over. And for his glory, I just came back from Buckland. And whoa, amazing. God, he is moving. The traditions of man, there wasn't no tradition of man. The walls were broken down. And last year there was this elderly lady who was traditionalist at Kayana. But this time she was dancing for the Lord. She lost her traditions of man. And when they're really, really praising our Heavenly Father, all the church, that means all the household from the Buckland attend the church. There was no one staying home. That's what their pastor said. And then we were starting to praise truth and in spirit. And all the church, inside the church, they were praising. And pretty soon we wind. It reminded me from Inuit that sound came. I wasn't the only one who heard it, and there were Tim, my cousin Tim, Sergey heard it too. That mighty wind move of God really make a wind sound move in Buckland. And right after that, nothing but high school kids storming and went up to the altar. That means their principal said all the school kids went up to the altar. Each one. From kindergarten to high school. As soon as that mighty wind fall and we heard it, we start breaking and hearing the snap, chain snap. And we start hearing the big metal break. And that's when the oldest of the Buckland to the youngest was praising hard in the church. It is the Lord's move. This is what he is going to do in the last days. And it is him who is orchestrating everything. He is the one who is doing it. That means all the denominations will come together. No more traditions, no more walls. When we come together and praise his holy name, that's when he come and rescue. That means from Buckland they were going to Selawik. The light is going to Selawik and Norvik. And all that region is lighting up for the glory of God. The Lord's, they are preparing the usher, the coming of the Lord. They are preparing, our people are preparing the return of the Most High. We, as a natives from Alaska, no more sleeping giant. We are waking up fast. And whom are here in Alaska, not just the natives, the one who are spiritually awakened, they are affected too. Anyway, up in heaven, there are all nationalities of the earth. There are so many national, red, yellow, black, and white. You name them, they're in heaven. Especially the little babies as far as my eyes could see. The little babies, all the nationalities of the earth, they're there. Remember the babies when they are still in the mother's womb, they're sinless. They don't know any sin. And then when those little babies were miscarried, they were born, they were stillborn. When the fetus, when the spirit goes to heaven, they're waiting up there. Jesus told me, tell their mothers. Tell their mothers. If they accepted Jesus as their personal Savior, that baby will be reunited with the mother, and they will be for eternity. This right now, 100 years is short time compared to eternity. When Jesus, before Jesus showed me of what he was going to show me, I was a rebellious person. And from how I grew up, I only knew a few Sunday school lessons. And on top of that, I became mischief. But before everything happened, my mother, When she was 11 years old in fish camp, she burnt. Her body was burnt. Her tube, that where the egg goes in to develop, that tube was burnt on each side. And the doctors told her she will never bear a child. And then when the doctors told her that she will never bear a child, she went to the Lord. As young as she was, when the doctors told her, when she goes home, if she has a husband someday, she will never have a child. But when my mother went, asked the Lord, if you give me a kid, if it's a boy, I'll name him a prophet's name. And when the time came, my mother was forcefully married to my father, and my father was forcefully married to my mother. In them days, or next, they don't do that, or parents used to, their parents point their fingers who are going to marry, even if they're not in love. They did that, but it was true. And then my mom was forcefully married to my late father, and when the time came, the Lord bless her, a child, it was me. Lord can pick anything. He knows before we were formed in our mother's womb. And then when my mother kept praying, she was a praying woman. She raised me, but every day we didn't have Gerbers. I was raised up on dry fish. That's what she says. And frozen fish. Nukpak was our how we were brought up. And then when the time came, I became sick as an infant. My mom says the measles covered me from head to toe. And I died from it as an infant. That was my first death. And then when it happened, my late mom said she put me into the crushed ice. Even though I didn't have breath, the doctors in Bethel told the health aide to do that. So they crushed the ice, put my little body in that crushed ice, so the cold will perk out that measles. And while she was doing that, she said, I died in her arms. When I died in her arms, she said, I didn't have no breath, only my eyes was open. My eyes was without blinking, watching the upper. That's when the angel took me from my mother's arms. Right through the ceiling he took me. Right through the clouds. Don't think there's only those stars up there. There's beyond those stars we see. There's beyond, above, there's more beautiful colors up in heaven. What I've seen was amazing. And then the angel, we were in the bright, bright place. He nodded, looking directly at the bright upright person. On the third night, he brought me back to my mother's arms. And after she washed me, I was able. She lifted me up. She prayed to our Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, this child that you have given me, I give him back to you. Use him for your glory. Use him for the furtherance of your kingdom. And then I got stronger. But we kept on going. Spring camp, fall camp, fish camp. We were moving as we grow. And we used to attend BIA school. Or BIA school reading materials. No better than Dick and Jane, Sea Spot Run. And that's how much, that's how level I went to school. But anyway, I learned how to read that Dick and Jane because my mom taught me how to read it. Anyway, I grew. I became mischief, probably spanked every day from our principal, BIA school principal. One time, he said, every day I spank you, Ripley, maybe you got a leather butt. When he said that, I said, thank you. He expelled me for 3 days. He said, after I spank a student, nobody say thank you to me. That's insulting. So I learned, after I get spanked, I got to say thank you, so he'll go home and mess dogs. Anyway, and then there was an elderly guy who was spirit-filled. His name is Jacob Little from Oscarville. One time I made his grandson cry. And then he said, one day the Holy Spirit's going to use you. I saw a flame on top of your head, and I look around, there's no flame. Even though I beat up his grandson, Jacob Little, he said, one day Holy Spirit's going to use you. There's a flame on top of your head. And then spiritual eyes was open, that elderly guy. And then years passed. Then my mother kept on praying for me, even though I get getting to troubles, law enforcement's. What I like was, getting the cops scared of me. I was proud of that. I was proud in the wrong way, earthly way. And my children saw how many times right in front of them I snapped a handcuff in. One time in the Black Angus Hotel, when the cops came in, I didn't have no shoes. I just had to break them, and I said, I got to put on my my shoes. And I said, put me a fresh ones. So they put me two of them. And then That was the last time for four months. He, from Black Inks, I have to serve 4 months for assaulting. I didn't think I assaulted him. Maybe my elbow assaulted him. Anyway, those things happened. Earthly stuff. Danger, walking in danger. And in 2005 was my second death. The sled crushed me from my back. And everything that happened was the Lord God Almighty orchestrated everything. It was the Lord's, my mother's prayer, answering, God answering my mother's prayer. My mother's prayer was, use him when the time comes. Use him for the furtherance of your kingdom. And every prayer my late mother prayed, God answered her prayer. And in 2005, that was when I got really hurt. That shattered rib went to my liver. And one of the nurses was relaying before they medevac me. That's Mary's older sister. She was talking to the Dr. O'Connell in Dilling in Bristol Bay, and Dr. Bill Payton, I think that's what they said. And then they said, that lady said, even though they medevac him here to Anchorage, he's not going to make it because my chest cavity was full of blood. And before they medevac me, there were two different denominations praying for me. One was a traditional Moravian. The other one was the Russian Orthodox priest. He anointed me with the anointing oil and pray in faith. That the prayers is work. The prayers of faith can work. No matter which denominations we are in, when we pray in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the prayers are answered. That's why my mother was close to the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, while she was living. And the mother's prayers always get answered by our Heavenly Father. I really thankful, glorify His holy name for what He's doing. He is doing it for His glory. And then when it happened, I knew, I was 43 at that time. I knew when the person dies, you'll know what you're going through. When it happened, I knew when I came out from my body and I saw my own body. Each one of us will go through that. If we don't see him in twinkling of an eye, but he's coming back. When we come out from our body, we will know what we're doing. I went through it and it's going to happen the same way. If you have Jesus, if you have Jesus truly in your heart, when you come out from your body, He will meet you there. He will meet you there as soon as you come out from your body. That's what He did to me. He spoke to me in my Yupik language. He said to me in my Yupik language, everything was in my Yupik language. This English speaking was for, I called it my foreign language. Because back home we speak nothing but Yupik ever since we were kids. And then I had to translate everything from English to Yupik. Boy, that was a miracle. That wasn't me. He was speaking through me. And I don't have that kind of education or degree to translate it. So he was orchestrating everything. Even the little knowledge of translating from Yupik to English, he did it everything. And so my Lord Jesus, when I've seen him out of my body, I met him. He spoke everything in Yupik. When I questioned him, wow, does he know my language? Question. He said to me in my Yupik language, he knows all the languages of the earth. When his children pray in his own given language, he hears the prayer in Jesus' name. So he said to me, he knows all the languages of the earth. And then he said to me, tell his children. He didn't tell me, go tell those Moravians. No, he said, tell my children, he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father only through Jesus. Tell my children, I am coming soon. Tell my children, I am coming soon. How I used to live here, I told them, nobody will believe me. I was just like terrorist, terrorizing cops. And when he said to me, tell my children, and I said, nobody will believe me. And then he said to me, he will help me. Everything that I did to him, he brought me back with a gift that I didn't had before. Jesus can give, just like he says in the word, in his word, he can give 9 gifts. Everything. Only Jesus can, because when Jesus went up to be right hand of the Father, Jesus, God the Father, gave every authority to Jesus, to his Son. And through him, we can do anything. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthen us. We can do anything in his name. Jesus told me, tell my children, I am coming soon. Tell my children, he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father only through Jesus. Tell my children, I am coming soon. And Jesus told me, you want to see where the unsaved souls go? I wasn't in my own period. He was the one who showed me everything that he wanted me to see. Jesus said to me, you want to see where the unsaved souls go? Automatically, I turned around. I wasn't on my own. Then I start moving in different direction, away from the saved souls. Before we reached that place where he's taking me, I couldn't breathe. It was so crossed in a tear gas. Then all of a sudden I couldn't see nothing, period. So dark, pitch black, cold, there is no love in that outer darkness. It was so black, and I could hear all the languages of the earth in there, gnashing their teeth, crying. What is this? Jesus told me it is called the outer darkness, where the unprofitable servant will go. We are his children. We are his servants. We need to be profitable. Go out, tell his children that he's coming soon. Pray for the afflicted ones in Jesus' name. We are his servants. We all have work to do. That place called outer darkness is real. I had to see it and to believe it. It's written in the Word of God. It is there, and Jesus showed me it is real. And there was so many, many, many languages there, crying in their own languages in that outer darkness, because Jesus said they are called the unprofitable servants. He showed me the future. And Jesus told me, you want to see where they are being tormented. From that outer darkness, I start going down. I felt I was going down. But he was there. He never left me. As soon as my feet hit where he's taking me, I start hearing my own Yupik language, crying. Even when I opened, when he said, look, he was in a pit. He was in a chest waist pit. The fire would burn that soul. And when the fire would subside, he would show me the worms were still alive. And Jesus told me, where the worms will not die and the fire will not be quenched, tell my children this place is real. And then there was another soul that spoke in my Yupik language. He cried out, Jin manche nang tkl ngul ganga tang maksul ngul ganga manna nunaka gnitok asamak pitch kam chikikanga. Give me another chance. I'm tired of being tormented. I'm tired of being thirsty. This place is no place to be. Give me another chance. That soul, Jesus answered that soul, I was waiting with the stretched arms ready to forgive you, but you didn't believe in me. You died in your sins. That soul, my Yupik language, my race, he didn't believe in Jesus Christ. When he died, he landed in that place. He's still in that place because he didn't believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. He was a rebellious kid. And then there was another soul that spoke in my Yupik language. He said, Agai wigmikum chalima maskung ashakuru gatatuluki. I thought I worked in a church most of my life. He was a minister. He showed me that hell, there's a minister there because they didn't follow the word of God. One word. Because he hated one person that nobody cared about. Jesus told him, you hated one person that nobody cared about. I was hungry, you never offered me food. I was thirsty, you never offered me water. I was sick, you didn't come to me. I was in prison, you didn't come to me. I had no clothes, you didn't clothe me. When you hated that one soul that nobody cared about, you hated me. Yes, you're a minister. You didn't forgive that one soul that nobody cared about. That soul was burning and screaming. He was in a pit. He was asking for a second chance. Jesus told him, this is where you're going to be until the great white throne judgment. And then Jesus told him, you'll be here. And then Jesus told me, look up. When I looked up, there were more souls falling like a black rain. What is this? These are mostly teenagers because they didn't honor thy father and thy mother. When they get killed while they are disobeying their parents, they are falling the way you're seeing them. Tell my children this place is real. Tell my children I am coming soon. And then there was another screaming from the top of his lungs. He said, Father Abraham, send down Lazarus to dip his index finger to cool my tongue, for I am being tormented here. Jesus told me, tell my children, this place is real. Tell my children, I am coming soon. And I said, in that place, in my thought, I don't want to be here. Jesus knew how I was feeling. And from that pit, he brought me to that beautiful place again. In heaven, everything that the word, that the Bible tells about, it's real. There's lots of saved souls that who serve Jesus faithfully. There are souls that went to heaven that have Jesus in their hearts. No matter what their races are, only through Jesus they made it to that beautiful place called paradise. Jesus is coming on a white horse. In heaven, there's some animals. In the book, I haven't tell, or he never asked me lots. I was limiting him, the book writer. In heaven, there's some animals. Jesus goes to the white horse like this. I'm coming back to get my children. I'll be in this white horse. Man, that white horse has a hair of silk, who very white. It's very white, even though it's glowing. And in heaven, these little babies play by the lion. These lions, they don't eat babies. They're not carnivores. God created everything, even animals, for him. That's why when he's finished everything, new earth, there'll be some animals there too. Jesus is coming in his white horse. Jesus told me, tell my children, I am coming soon. But I told them, nobody will believe me. And my late father appeared, a young man he came. He spoke in my Yupik language, Utruskina, Atanakmalikluk Utruskina. go back with Jesus. Jesus told me, I'm going to bring you to the places where you never even thought of going. There you'll tell my children that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father only through Jesus. Tell my children I am coming soon. Tell my children. I didn't want to come back. I want to be with all my loved ones. I want to be with my grandma. And I even see my grandpa, who I take off his eyebrows. He's in heaven. He's so young. He had his hair back. He had his lots of hair. When he was with us, he had no more hair, like I'm about to. But I'm not worried. I'll get them back. As soon as I come out from this body, I'll have my four front teeth back. There's no Santa Claus. He wouldn't give me four front teeth. Only God will give me my four front teeth. Boy, he's coming sooner than we think. And everything that he told me that I was going to experience after I come back, I experienced it. He told me I was going to be kicked out from my denomination. Sure enough, I got kicked out from my church. For the glory of God. And then I've been persecuted, called names. They've been trying to put me to jail, just like Jesus told me. Don't mind them. Keep going. And in time, I let you walk where I walk for 33 years. And last year, what he told me when I was out of this body, it became true. He let me go Israel, where he walked for 33 years. Everything happened when I was out from this body. Everything that he told me that I was going to go through, it happened. And he said, he'll bring me to the places where I never even thought of going. There I'll tell his children. This is just the beginning. Glenn and I will be traveling throughout the world. They still want him. And Jeff Wu from Malaysia. He said all the world he goes, different continents. He said, have you met Abraham George? Nope. He met me in Buckland. Praise the Lord. And then for his glory, we are gonna travel. We are his children. We got a little bit time left to cast a net out and win souls for Jesus. Nothing is impossible. Everything is possible through Jesus. Before he comes back, we need to win souls for his kingdom. And everything that he told me has come to pass already. Everything is coming to pass sooner than we think. And the revival in the Buckland is still going on. The fire is still going on. And they can't get enough of it. If we go up there, the fire will be ignited again. Woohoo! The whole school, even the school, every day their school, right? They said, wow, that was a move of God. From kindergarten to high school, they're acknowledging God in their school. That means it is God that he is orchestrating in the last days, waking up the sleeping giants, and we will flow, we will go out to the four corners of the earth, and we are the last witnesses. We are the last witnesses, and it's going to happen. And God, he is going to heal native people. He is going to heal the afflicted. The cancer's going to be history because he has everything. He's the answer. I'm so thankful. I praise his holy name. Foolish guy right there. He picked foolish things to confound the wise. It's for his glory. And everything that we do here, it's expanding. The world is witnessing the move of God. In Alaska, the world is witnessing the turmoil, what the enemy is doing. And right now, we are the last great revival holders, stakeholders. We will, each one of us, have what the Lord has given us. We all got mantles that we need to pass down to our children. We need to teach them the Word of God. Everything that the Lord had given right here, written, it's for him, it's for us to learn before he comes back with his great glory and power. He is coming sooner than we think. He is coming on a white horse. The angels are coming too. Whoa. Praise God. Everything that the Lord is doing in these last days is for his children. We are his children. We are his chosen ones. He chose us before there were the foundations of the earth. And when he comes back with his great glory and power, he wants us, or he will find us working for him, fishing for him, fishing souls for the kingdom, and win souls for the kingdom. We will be accountable, each one of us. If we don't warn our brothers of what they're doing, the blood is in our hands. So we must go out to do the Lord's will. And when he comes back, I'd rather hear him, "Well done, my good, faithful servant. Go into the joy, into the kingdom. And the mansions that had prepared for you, that the unseen hands that have worked on them, they're waiting for us. For his glory, we must be prepared."